Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Realm presents Adeguez Media Production, The Dark Tome, Season 1, Episode 6, featuring Family Demons by Fred Greenholt.
I should have stayed the night with Kim. I really, really should have. But no, I got worried someone would miss me. I mean, it's 3 a.m. if they haven't missed me yet. They're not going to. And the window, just like I left it.
After my last visit with the Dark Tome, I had some kind of rite of passage. And to say that when I got back I rocked my high school prom would be quite the understatement. I don't know what all my classmates will think of me when we're back to the world of the normal, back to classes, but when I was on the dance floor, none of that mattered. I was brought back to some ancient bacchanal. The music flowed around me, into me, and out through my body, and it was amazing. Oh, and I think Kim thought so too. When the music stopped and all the other kids ran off to the Elks Club, we put on her favorite punk Spotify playlist and careened around town. It was a great night, but now it's early morning.
Oh, crap. Mom and Mark are still awake. I just have to... Whoa!
What was that?
Probably the neighbor's dog or something.
Neighbor's dog? Do you hear yourself?
Hey! Meathead! You are invading the house of an armed American citizen, you hear me?
It's Cassie! It's Cassie!
Oh, for God's sake! You stupid... I almost shot you!
Get out of my room!
What's going on, huh? Sneaking back in after an all-nighter, what? Is that what you want? You want to get knocked up when you're 16, just like your mom?
I heard that.
Well, that's the truth, right? Mom might be damaged goods, but there might be hope for your daughter, right?
I said get out of my room!
Your room? Wait, you pay rent here, girl?
Let go of me!
About time someone taught you a lesson.
Let go of me now or I'll scream!
He's right, you know.
Mom!
Apple don't fall far from the tree, so keep on partying and see where it gets you.
You want to say something? You say it to my face. But no, you can't even stand up. You're so drunk, you can barely even...
Don't talk to your mother that way! What the hell did you do to me?
I told you to leave me alone.
Was that a bomb on the window? They just exploded.
Now look at my face. God, jeez, that stupid kid of yours just stuck glass in my face.
No, get out of my way or you'll be even sorrier.
I'll let the little bitch go. Give me a towel. I'm bleeding here. Oh my God, look at my...
It continued to surprise me, this thing about life. How quickly you could go from being at the top of the world to being back in the depths of hell.
Oh, hey, Cassie, you back so soon? Cassie?
I had to get out of there. I had to get away from him.
Him? Him who?
Mark, he's mom's... I don't know what he is. I just needed to be away from him.
Well, come on, take a seat, Cassie. You're safe here.
I'm going to crash in the basement like I used to, okay?
You used to
when? When you were in the hospital and a few other times you weren't around, when I needed somewhere to go.
Oh, sure. I mean, sure. That's fine. You want me to hang around?
No. I'd rather be on my own.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn in then. My apartment's upstairs. You need anything?
I'll let you know. Thanks.
All right. See you tomorrow. I reckon.
Yeah, I think so. I told him to let me go. I told him.
Can anyone hear me?
Mr. Gussie?
Please, I can't be too far gone.
No, it's coming from the Dark Tome.
Someone.
What's he saying?
I tried, but it didn't work. It got through. I can't stop it anymore. Without help, it'll kill him.
I'm not sure if I'm ready to do this. I can see right through the book. It looks foggy, but through the glow, I can see an old farmhouse. There's a light on upstairs.
I need you to come. If you can hear me, then you can help me, please. Will you come? Please.
Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, I'll come. Well, here I am. Where's here? This is the farmhouse. But where is that guy? There's the light. There's someone at the window. Is that him? No. He's gone. No.
Hey! Who are you?
Were you the one calling me?
Who the hell are you? And what are you doing here?
I'm Cassie. Listen, I heard a voice calling for me. Hey, are you okay? You look really...
No, I'm not okay.
What's wrong?
My dad killed himself is what's wrong.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Don't be. He was an asshole who liked to hurt his son.
He hit you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that, too. I know. I know all too well.
Thanks. Name's Nick Morton. Last remaining line in my family, it seems. And you're standing in front of the family's farmhouse.
Your dad killed himself?
Yeah. In the house right behind you, I guess. Well, the house you'd see in its full glory if it wasn't pitch black out.
Pitch black? What happened to the light?
What?
There was a light on, up there.
Up there? That was my dad's room. Look, I've been driving for 4 hours. Please don't mess with me.
I'm not. Someone brought me here.
Uh-huh. What's that in your hand?
It's the Dark Tome. It's a special kind of book.
Okay. I really need a lot more special in my life right now.
Sorry.
Let's just go in. What the hell?
What?
Door's locked.
So?
Dad would never lock the place. Didn't believe in it. I don't even think he had a key for this door.
What's written on the door? It looks like the cover of my book.
Huh. Let's try going around back. All these windows are boarded. Dad, certifiable nutter.
Your dad boarded up the windows?
I assume it was him. Towards the end, I think he was convinced there was something in this house other than his crazy self and cheap whiskey. He started leaving me rambling messages telling me how sorry he was for how it had been when I was a kid. How a demon drove him mad after Mom died. He was begging me to come up here, told me there's something he needed to show me, something that needed to be contained.
Contained?
I swore I'd never come back. Swore if I ever got out of here, I'd die before I set foot on this property again. I even had his ashes shipped to me so I could keep this from happening.
So, why are you here?
Because of the dream.
Dream?
Yeah. I dreamed I was a kid again. It was before things got bad. We were playing, him chasing me around the house. And the first floor starts with the kitchen, then the living room, master bedroom, and den all connect in a circle. Round and around we went, and then I was chasing him, but I couldn't find him. Instead, I saw this rug. Just an ordinary rug, but I could tell there was something under it. I pulled aside the rug, and instead of the floor, which is what's supposed to be there, there's a trap door. A trap door with these weird symbols on it. I opened it and...
And?
I wake up, just before I can see what's down there.
Damn.
Now I can't get this stupid door out of my head, so I decided I had to put an end to it.
You drove up here because you wanted to find a door?
Sounds stupid when you say it like that, but yeah. I've been having that dream every night. It must be for close to 2 weeks now. I just can't get it out of my head. I see the door when I'm at work, like my boss is trying to talk to me, and I see these glyphs roll all across her. I'll be watching TV and it'll turn into a doorway. Hey, your book. It's acting kind of funny.
Oh, I guess it is.
Look at that window. There's a pretty big gap in the boards. I bet you could squeeze through.
Me?
Yeah. You're here to help, right?
Yeah, well...
That's the kitchen. Just feel your way along that side of the wall for a light switch. Then come over and let me in the front door.
Oh, I don't know.
Afraid of the dark?
No, it's not that.
Perfect. I'll boost you up.
Fine.
All right, ready?
Okay, I'm in.
All right, we got lucky.
You've got a funny sense of lucky.
Feel around for a light. There should be one right next to you.
It's not working!
Darn.
I can almost see my way around with the tome. Let's try... Ugh. Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hello? Is there someone in here? Who's in here? You... did you call me? I heard someone. Are you the one? Did you call me? Whatever you are?
Kathy? The door's over here.
Oh! I'm coming! Hey! Hey!
Oh, good. That light works at least. Cassie? Are you okay?
There's someone or something in here.
Yep, there's something in here, all right. A great colossal cluster mug in the kitchen. Looks like someone got in a fight in here.
Did he get mad at the dishes or something? They're smashed all over the place.
Looks like he's been living off tuna fish and saltines. And Evan Williams.
Ugh. That's whiskey?
Yeah. Love of drink runs in the family. I try not to.
How long was he living like this?
10 years? I don't know. I told you, something got into him after Mom died. He wasn't himself. One night, he was raging drunk, came at me with a bat. I ran out of here and thumbed a ride to Ellsworth, and from there, made my way to Portland. I knew a couple people online and was able to find some couches to crash on. Mm. It was rough, but I made it. I'd been accepted to college, so I started going in the fall like nothing was wrong. Don't know how many kids run away from home to go to college.
This was 10 years ago?
Yeah. He would occasionally try to call me, but usually he'd be drunk, so I'd ignore his calls. And the stuff that started happening this month, it seemed like more of the same. I mean, maybe it was getting weirder, crazier. Here, let me play you the last thing he said to me.
Sorry for everything I did to you. I'm sorry it got to this point. You don't know what I've been fighting all this time. But something's changed. It's gotten loose. What I did to hold her back all these years isn't working. I'm losing the fight. I know what it wants. And if we don't do something...
Wait, that's it?
I guess I should have talked to a psychiatrist or something. See if someone could get him some help. Not that he'd go. He was obsessed with this house, never wanted to leave it.
What was that thing at the end?
What?
It sounded like something was in the room with your dad.
No, there wasn't.
Play it again.
Okay.
Skip to the end.
All right.
To hold her back all these years isn't working. I'm losing the fight. I know what it wants, and if we don't do something...
There!
right there.
This house always had weird noises in it, Cassie. I think just because it's old. I'd hear all kinds of weird stuff while in bed at night as a kid. Almost like people screaming. Gave me all sorts of nightmares, but there was never anything there. Can you not read too much into a voicemail?
Yeah, sure, sorry.
Let's see if the living room's any better than the kitchen.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Whoa, this room hasn't changed at all.
Hey, is this a record player? I've never seen one of these for real.
Yeah, Dad sure loved his music. He'd lead off our Saturday mornings with Creedence blaring, making omelets.
Is this a photo of you guys?
Yep, that's us, before Mom died.
You all look so happy.
We were, back then. It makes me sad thinking about what it was like, what it could have been like.
What happened to her?
I knew you were going to ask that.
You don't have to answer.
It's okay. I guess I lied when I said it was all perfect before she died, because they were fighting. I'd hear them shouting at each other up in my room. He'd threaten her, maybe he'd even hurt her, I don't know. One night, after one of these fights, she came up to my room, told me to come with her. When she was leaving, Dad had done something. Well, some things. She couldn't handle it anymore. Mm-hmm. I was 14 at the time. I didn't want to go. It's hard to explain, right? I mean, I didn't like the screaming, and I wanted to go, but I also lived here. I didn't want to get out of bed. Didn't want to believe it was real, so I told her to get out of my room. She packed a bag and took off. A drunk driver crashed into her. It's pretty ironic, actually. I finished high school here, with him getting crazier and crazier all the time. He'd get drunk, come at me. We fought a couple of times, too, not that I was any good at fighting. I got to sneaking in and out of my room through my window. Climb out on the oak branch and right down the tree. Kept me away from the drunk guy.
No wonder you didn't want to come back.
Anyways, what we're looking for is over here by his writing desk.
He was a writer?
If you consider getting a couple of strange letters published in the local paper being a writer. But when I was a kid, I didn't know any better. I'd come in here and sit on his lap. He'd read me a story, tell me what he was working on. Always pretty out there stuff.
I think he was still into out there stuff. Look at these newspaper clippings.
Willow Hill, 1955. Jonas Becker. Cousin.
Becker. I thought you said your name was Morton.
It is. Dad's side. Becker was my mom's maiden name. She came from an old New England family, too. Said it was funny. Dad and her got along because their families were so much alike. Never quite knew what she meant by that. This must be from where she grew up. Never seen any of this. Huh. There's a photo. He scribbled something. Ricci. Tome. Look at the book in the guy's hands. Does that look like your tome?
Maybe. I can't tell. It's pretty blurry.
It almost looks like it's glowing in that photo. Maybe a trick of the light?
Maybe.
Is your book glowing now?
No. Should it be?
I thought it might, I don't know, react to getting near my door. It's supposed to be under that rug by the fireplace.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Oh, God!
Those are bloodstains.
Jesus.
A lot of blood.
No door. No door. Oh, no door.
You didn't know that this was under there? That this was where he did it?
I must have known. Deep down, it was never a door. Just some subconscious thing about Dad. God, idiot. Idiot.
What was that?
Hello? Hello?
Nick Morton?
Holy shit, is that Nick Morton?
Scott Harker? What the hell are you doing in my house?
I've been keeping an eye on the place ever since, well, yeah. You're standing right where I found him.
I guess I never asked where he did it. I just thought of him. Oh, thanks. He could have been here a long time if you hadn't walked in.
It was messed up. I knew your dad pretty well, you know. We used to drink beers on the porch. Little weird, but never thought he'd cut his wrists like that. Oh, shit, sorry. I didn't mean for it to come out like that.
Let's get out of here. Into the kitchen.
Yeah, sure. You look like you're gonna pass out, man. You okay?
I'll get over it. It just hit me, is all.
Sorry to spook you like that. I saw the car in the driveway. Thought I'd check it out. One night I was over here, I swore there was someone in the house.
Were you the one who locked the door?
Yeah. I mean, your dad told me to. Told me to carve in some funny symbols, too, if anything happened to him. Can't ignore a dude's last request. Nick, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, thanks.
I miss you, man. Remember how we used to play together, like, every day? Down at the ocean or out in the woods? Oh my God, and the pit parties back in high school.
Yeah, I remember.
Pit parties?
Hey, I'm Scott, neighbor across the road, practically family.
Hi, I'm Cassie.
I'll get out of your hair, man. I didn't realize you had a girl.
It's not like that.
No, not at all.
In fact, we were just leaving. I was looking for something here, and I didn't find it, so we're leaving. We'll go stay the night at the Bluebird Motel.
No, you're not.
No?
Place burned to the ground. Rennie Burton and his buddies decided to throw a homemade 4th of July celebration in the parking lot, except the wind was blowing the wrong direction, and one of the big boomers Rennie lit up blew right into one of the rooms, then kaboom! Building catches fire and goes up like a pile of kindling.
Jesus.
Luckily, it was 4th of July. Most people were at the parade, so no one got hurt. Takeaway being, you ain't gonna find no motel around here anymore. Hey, you wanna crash at my place?
No, I'm good.
I got all kinds of video games and some bomb weed, if you like to.
Can you just go?
Huh?
Please? My dad cut his wrists and bled out in the den. Scott, I appreciate you helping discover it and all, but now I'm here, and it looks like I have to sleep in the same house where he did it. I've been driving all night. I need to crash. Alone.
Oh, right. Alone. Cool. Yeah, of course, cool. That's cool, bro. Hey, nice to see you, Nick. Really. And you, what's your name?
Cassie.
Nice to meet you, Cassie. You guys sleep well. And watch out for... whatever.
Whatever?
Nothing. Forget I said anything.
Go on.
It was probably just an overactive imagination. It's just... at night around here, sometimes I swear there's something in the shadows. Something alive.
Good night, Scott.
Yeah, of course. Bye!
Whoa.
Scott freaking Harker. He's been like that since we were kids. He'd go down for breakfast and he'd be eating cereal at our kitchen table. He'd walk in on us at dinner time and pull up a chair. Mom always set him out a plate.
He was the one who found your dad?
Yep. Upside of nosy neighbors. Called the police, got the place cleaned up. God, I guess I should be nicer to the guy.
What do you think he was talking about?
The Bluebird burning down? Oh yeah, that is typical country bumpkin crap. Surprised they haven't burned the whole town down by now.
No, the shadows.
Did you get a whiff of the guy? You get a contact buzz just standing next to him. Don't think too hard about what he thinks he sees in the dark.
But I was called here by something, remember?
This is all gonna make a lot more sense by the light of day. Only bad news is we're stuck for the night in this spooky old house. Unless you want to drive all the way back to Ellsworth, which, honestly, I don't think I can handle right now.
Fine with me. Are you okay with that?
I guess I'll have to be. Let me show you the upstairs. I'll be in the room at the end of the hall. I guess that leaves you with this one. Yep, looks okay.
What? What's wrong with the room?
It's his room. The one you thought you saw the light in.
That's fine. I'm not afraid of ghosts.
Sorry. This is a terrible idea. Why don't you sleep downstairs on the couch? Or better yet, you sleep in my room and I'll sleep on the couch.
No, it's okay. Maybe the room will help me figure out why he called me here.
What?
I've got a theory. It's okay.
You're pretty weird, Cassie. In a cool way. I wish I knew any girls like you in high school.
Thanks. Weird and high school isn't really working out for me.
Well, it'll get better. When I ran away, it was pretty bad for a while, but when I got to college, I found there were more people like me. Plenty of kids have been through worse.
College seems a long way off. Only book I've been studying is this dark tome.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. I don't know too many books that hum.
It does all sorts of strange stuff. I don't know how or why.
Uh-huh. One of those. You let me know if you need anything, all right?
I will.
Good night. And good luck.
Night, Nick. Well, just me and the ghost dad's room. Hello? Hello? Nick's dad? Were you the one who called me here? You're talking to an empty room, Cassie. What were you expecting? Compared to the rest of the house, the place looks so clean. Like he didn't spend any time here. The bed is made. Oh, there's that same picture of them. The happy family. And pictures of her, the mom. She's pretty. I know, Nick, how hard it is. How things seem like they could work out, but then life comes in and screws it up. Oh, underneath this lamp, there's a paper with some symbols on it. Like the symbols on the door. Symbols that look like... I think there's a chapter in the Dark Tome. Yeah! Containment spells. I mean, it all reads like gibberish to me, but this looks like it could be something out of the Dark Tome. Missing a couple of letters. What exactly were you trying to do, Nick's dad? I think I need a chill. Mind is too... crazy. I'm just gonna lie down for a minute. And... maybe I am sleepy. It's been a long...
You came.
Hello?
I couldn't contain it anymore. I couldn't keep feeding it the way I used to. I wasn't strong enough. The gate is leaking. Without help, it'll kill him.
I knew it was you. You're his dad. You... Yuck! I can see where you cut your wrists.
I had to. The gate was broken. It was the only way to trap it in this house. Until you could get here.
Me? What can I do?
Seal it away forever.
Seal it? Seal what?
You'll see.
You've got the wrong person here, Ghost Dad. Anytime I've used magic, it's been an accident.
Use the tome, or it'll kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
Okay. That's enough now. Enough. Enough! Holy, what was that? A dream? Or someone's playing music? Hello? Hello? Nick! Nick! Oh my god, are you okay?
The smell of bacon would wake me up on Saturday mornings. He'd already have a huge spread going, and that music, we'd sing along.
Are you okay, Nick? You were playing that music loud enough to wake the dead.
I couldn't sleep. I thought maybe the music would calm me down. I had some crazy dreams.
Same here.
It was the dream I had before. Except this time, instead of showing me the door, my dad was bleeding himself out onto the floor as his life left him something. Black got into his eyes. His tongue turned blue. He looked at me and said, "You next."
Nick.
I ran from him for so many years. Ran and ran and ran and ran straight back home in the end.
I saw him.
What?
Your dad. He was a ghost. I mean, obviously, I didn't see him alive. He said he wasn't trying to kill himself. He was trying to stop something.
Shut up.
Nick.
He was a drunk who always had paranoia and threatened to kill himself a lot. He chased off my mom and got her killed, and he chased me off. Don't try and change the narrative.
He called me here, Nick. Don't you get it? He called me for a reason.
And who are you, huh? Who are you? Where did you come from? You just show up with your tome, and now you think you know everything about me?
Nick, calm down.
I can't handle this. I just can't.
Nick! Nick, that's your dad's writing.
What of it? It didn't amount to anything then. It doesn't mean anything now. The music can go too.
Nick. Nick, calm down. Wait. Nick, look here.
No. I saw it already, okay? My dad's blood is in the floor of this house, and it's soaked into my brain. Everywhere I look, ever again, all I'm going to see is blood.
Nick, it's a trap door. It's appeared.
Trap door? It looks more like the door to a cell. It has a grate in it, covered in his blood.
There's a symbol carved in it, like what your dad had Scott paint on the front door. It's a symbol from the Dark Tome, about containment.
That's so... so messed up. But it's beautiful too, isn't it? You can almost see how the blood makes shapes. Symbols. Let's go down.
What?
That's why we came here, isn't it? I need to know what's down there. Let's just try this handle.
What?
It burned me. Let me try with them. I'm just gonna roll up my shirt here and, It opened. It really did. There it is.
We're going down?
Down the stairs? Yeah. Cassie, there's a secret door to a part of the house I never knew about. It's time to find out why it's here.
Nick, don't do this.
I need to know what's down there. You coming, Cassie?
I need light, and that book of yours is glowing pretty strongly right now.
Yeah, sure, of course. Right behind you. That's why I'm here, right? Any idea how far this goes?
I'll be the first to let you know, Cassie.
These steps must be ancient. Look at all this stonework. Your house must have been built on all this. How old did you say it was?
1870s. There was an older house here, but it burned. Great, great, great. Some number of greats, grandfather, Morton, built the new one. He fought in the Civil War alongside Cliff Harker. He'd be Scott's, however many greats that would be. Only, by the time Granddaddy Morton made it back home, Cliff Harker had disappeared. Most people figured he deserted. This was all one farm back then, and there was a falling out over who owned the land after Harker went missing. And somewhere in there, the house burned down. The Mortons rebuilt and kicked the remaining Harkers out across the road. I always wondered if that's why Scott came over here so much. Maybe deep down he thinks it's his house.
But, these stairs seem much older than that.
Yeah, that's true. Who knows? The Mortons have been here since the 1600s. We fought in the Revolution and everything. I don't think anyone kept track of what was already here when they arrived. Looks like we've reached the bottom at last.
What is this? Some kind of basement?
More like a cave. Yes, it's hot down here. What the?
That was our door.
Yeah. Well, at least we have a light, thanks to your tome.
What was that?
Hey. Scott? Is that you? I told you to go home, buddy!
I think we should go.
Go? We just got here. Let's take a look. Huh. Look at all this writing on the walls. That's not English, is it? Looks like more of those symbols. Some of them are... Oh my God. Written in blood.
Nick, there's a knife on the ground over there. There's blood on it.
You think it was the one he used? It's beautiful, isn't it? He had his initials carved into the stone here. C.D.M. Charles David Morton. Dad.
Nick, are you okay?
Shine your light over there, Cassie. I think we're gonna find something else. Yeah. Closer. Just as I thought.
You thought? What?
Bones, Cassie. Lots and lots of bones.
Nick.
The screams. The bumps in the night. The reason Mom left. This pile of bones. Put it together, Cassie.
No.
He thought he could stop feeding it other people. He thought that maybe he could feed it himself. A little bit of blood at a time. But without the sacrifices, the walls got weak.
And now you join your father!
Get away from me!
Nick! Dark Tome, DS3 is we out, jump!
Cassie!
I'm trying! DS3 is out, top! Nick!
Don't worry about Nick, little girl. Use your tome to release me, or you will die as well.
Hey, Nick! Nick! Buddy! I brought some beers! Nick! Hey! I know you said you were going to bed, but come on, don't be a pansy! How many times is Nick Morton ever coming back to Bad Falls? Nick? Nick, you there, buddy? You with that girl? Hey, remember that night Sally Jenner's got wasted at the pit party? She took her top off and was dancing on the back of the truck, and you remember what she was saying? It's shaking, baking, I helped! Oh my god! Oh, those were the days, man. I mean, right up until... Hey! What, Nick? What was that? Earthquake? Maybe the loser, actually. Went to bed. I thought he was just trying to get rid of me. Well, can't let the beer get warm. What the hell? It sounds like it's coming from underneath the house. But this place doesn't have a basement. Or maybe it does. Ouch! Bastard's hot! Nick? Nick, you down there? This door has definitely not always been here.
When we found Crazy Chuck lying here, I'm absolutely certain there was nothing but a...
Oh. There's stone steps! And who put stone steps in this place? Nick! Hey, bro! You wanna party or what?
Read the words.
No, I won't!
Break the spell and restrain.
Put her down!
Morton! You are dead, Morton!
I brought her here to seal you, not to release you!
Dad?
Release me, girl, or I will devour you. I am so hungry!
No, you can't have her! Quick! Cassie! The stairs!
Nick, stop!
No! You're dead, Dad! Dead! Go back to hell with your monster!
I can't, not yet!
Can't, or what? You'll hit me again?
Listen to me, son!
We don't have time for a homecoming, Dad!
I can hold it back for a moment. My binding spell is weak, but not broken. You need another, more powerful one from the tome. But it won't work, not without blood to bind it. You need to give it blood, lots of blood. Take her book. I'll teach you the words.
What? You think I should give her to the... No. No, no way.
It won't stop. Not without blood.
Hey, he's got me, Nicky. Help!
Let go of her, Dad! I'm not like you, do you understand? I don't give people up to demons.
I did it for you. For everyone.
You never cared about anyone but yourself.
It needs blood. Or you cannot seal the gate!
You think you're some kind of martyr because you started cutting yourself? Is that it? After Mom died? She ran away from you because of this thing!
I tried to stop it with every ounce of my blood, but I was too weak. Now I know better. I'm sorry, Cassie, but we need you!
No!
Let go of her, Dad! Do you hear? Let go of her!
Very well.
What?
He let go. Where did he go? Nick! That you? Dude, you Mortons are strange, but I never knew you had a secret. What the hell?
Scott, look out!
Stop this bullying me!
Dad, no!
Him or her, Nick!
Oh, God! It's him!
Cassie! Cassie, come on, the stairs!
But your friend, we have to stop!
No, Cassie, look! The book is already losing power. You need all you've got left to seal the gate!
No, 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 the Dark Tome! Wake up!
We have no choice, Cassie. Run! Scott! I'm sorry!
Nick! Nick, help me!
Now! Seal it!
Realishka Grum! Realishka Grum! Realishka Grum! We killed him! Scott!
It was my dad, Cassie.
Let him do it, Nick!
Well, if it wasn't Scott, it would have been you.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
No. No, I don't think it would. Looks like Scott left some beers. I always said I'd never get into drinking. Well, I always said I'd never do a lot of things. You think it's sealed?
Sure, I guess. I mean, I'm not really well-versed in sealing up gates to the demon world.
Yeah, you're right. Someone probably needs to stay here to guard it.
No, Nick!
That's why the Mortons have been here all these years, sacrificing Harkers when we have to. Probably other people, too. Someone has to guard the gate, and I'm the last one left. Suddenly, it all makes sense. I've been running from it for so long. Now I see it's been in me since I was a kid.
You don't have to do this.
Yes, I do, Cassie. Yes, I do.
Just put the beer down.
A couple of beers aren't gonna kill me, Cassie. I need something to help me forget the demons. You best get on your way. Me and Dad, we got a lot of catching up to do.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.
You've been listening to The Dark Tome, a Degas Media production presented by Realm, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeVries. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos and transcripts at thedarktome.com. That's thedarktome.com.